This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. Overall, more than 62% voter turnout has been recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 5 p.m. today. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory are being covered in the fourth phase. This includes 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase. The Central Board of Secondary Education today declared the results of Class 10 and 12 board examination in which girls have outshined boys. In a statement, CBSE said 87.98% of students have passed 12 board exams. The passing percentage is 0.65% higher than the last year. Over 24,000 candidates have scored more above 95% and over 1,16,000 students got above 90% in this examination. In 10 board examination, overall pass percentage is 93.60%. The 7th edition of India-France joint military exercise Shakti commenced today at Umroy in a fully developed and modern foreign training node in Meghalaya. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted from 30 to 26 May 2024. The opening ceremony of the joint exercise was attended by H.E. Thierry Mateau, Ambassador of France to India, and Major General Prasanna Sudhakar Joshi, General Officer, commanding 51 sub-area. Exercise Shakti is a biennial training event conducted alternatively in India and France. Gujarat's Chief Secretary Rajkumar visited Malinithan on Sunday and offered prayers in the Malini Temple. During the visit, Kumar spoke to the people and mentioned the unique link the state of Gujarat and the Malinithan Temple had in the past. It is believed that Lord Krishna had tied the nuptial knot with Devi Rukmani in Malinithan while proceeding on his way back to Dwarka. He expressed hope that the Krishna-Rukmani epical link would form a strong base for cultural ties between the two states of Arunachal Pradesh at the easternmost tip of the country and Gujarat at the westernmost tip. The members of the Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society today met Itanagar Capital Region Deputy Commissioner Ms. Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta and submitted a representation requesting urgent action to combat trafficking of minor girls in the capital region. The Apex Women's Organization expressed concern regarding a recent incident of trafficking of minor girls for illegal activities in Itanagar. It said that the gravity of the situation necessitates immediate and stringent action to address the root causes and prevent further exploitation of vulnerable individuals. Asum Tamut of Lilang village of Siang district has won gold medal in the 7th National Mixed Martial Arts Championship held at Raipur in Chhattisgarh yesterday. She beat her Chhattisgarh rival Priyanshi Baghel in the final match of MMA senior female strawweight 52.2 kg category along with Tamut, Yumta Taipodia, Tadar Rigi, Kamjo Taku had won bronze medal in their respective categories in the championship. In Arunachal Pradesh, the spearhead gunners of the Indian Army organized a series of events including an informative lecture and plantation drive at Sigar Military Station in East Siang District, commemorating the International Plant Health Day on Saturday. The main objective of the event was to curb the century-old farming practices being followed in the surrounding villages and to encourage the local farmers to initiate measures to conserve plant health and foster the overall ecosystem. The event witnessed participation of farmers from various villages of Mebo Tehsil in the district. Itanagar Capital Complex Deputy Commissioner Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta has issued an advisory urging the pet owners to vaccinate their pets and confine the aggressive ones for the public safety in the city. According to a report from the district medical officer, Itanagar Capital Region has reported a total of 117 dog bites last week. Nepal's legendary mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa made history yesterday by breaking his record for the highest number of ascents of Mount Everest as he scaled the world's highest peak for the 29th time. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.